Good evening, dear children. You are listening to Rajarata Guru Kedra English program. We hope that you all are doing well. As usual, we've come to meet you with another new lesson. Grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 children and my listeners, get ready for today's lesson with a pen and a book. I'm Miss Dulani De Silva and Mr. Sumit Sirivardhana will join with you today. Before starting today's lesson, I'll give you a WhatsApp number. You can send your answers and suggestions to us via WhatsApp. දයාකර දුවේ පුතේ අදත් අප සුපුරුදු පරිදි ඔබ හමුවට ආවේ තවත් අලුත් පාඩමක් හදන්නවා දෙන්න. පළමුව අප ඔබට අපේ WhatsApp අංකය ලබා දෙනවා. අප ලබා දෙන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් සඳහා පිළිතුරු වගේම ඔබේ අදහස් හා යෝජනාවන් අපට WhatsApp හරහා එවන්න. Please write down this number. 071-12-69-490. 071-12-69-490. Now I'm going to start today's lesson. Dayaparaduve putte denna mama ada paadama patan ganna soodana. We are going to do a game. It's bingo. Api ada mulimma karanna yanne bingo kridawa. Today Aditya Swetani from Anuradhapura Swarnapali Girls College has joined with us. Aditya, you too can join with us to do this game.
Okay, teacher, I'll join. I love to do games.
Wow, that sounds well. Children, listen carefully. I'm going to read a list of leisure time activities. මම දැන් කියවන්න හදන්නේ අපි විවේක වේලාවල් වලදී කරන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් ටික. ඔබ මේවට හොඳින් සවන් දෙන්න. I am going to read out 12 leisure time activities. Select 5 activities you engage in your free time. මම දැන් විවේක වේලාවට පුරොද්දක් විදිහට කරන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් 12ක් කියවනවා. දයාබරදුවේ පුතේ මේ අතරින් ඔබ විවේක වේලාවට කරන දේවල් පහක් තෝරගෙන ලියන්න. I'll read the list 2 times. Therefore, you can manage to write 5 activities. මම මේ ලයිස්තු දෙපාරක් කියවනවා. දුවේ පුතේ ඔබට ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පහක් ලියා ගන්න පුළුවන්. Number 1. I watch cartoons in the morning. I watch cartoons in the morning. Watch, W-A-T-C-H, cartoons, C-A-R-T-O-O-N-S, cartoons in the morning. Morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Number 2, I play outdoor games with my friends. I play outdoor games with my friends. Play, P-L-A-Y, outdoor games, O-U-T-D-O-O-R, G-A-M-E-S, with, W-I-T-H, with my friends. Friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Number 3, I help my mother to cook. I help my mother to cook. That is easy, you can write down. Number 4, I help my father to work in the garden. I help my father to work in the garden. Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Number 5, I dance. I dance. Number 6, I listen to the radio. I listen to the radio. Listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, to the radio, R-A-D-I-O. Number 7, I feed my pets. Number 7, I feed my pets. Feed, F-E-E-D. Number 8, I do not play video games. I do not play video games. Video, V-I-D-E-O, games, G-A-M-E-S. I do not spend more time with mobile phone. I do not spend more time with mobile phone. Spend, S-P-E-N-D, more, M-O-R-E, time, T-I-M-E, with mobile phone. Mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, phone, P-H-O-N-E. Number 10, I keep my surrounding clean. I keep my surrounding clean. Keep, K-E-E-P, my surrounding, S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D-I-N-G, clean, C-L-E-A-N. Number 11, I do not trouble my parents. I do not trouble my parents. Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, my parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S. Number 12, I chat with my friends. I chat with my friends. Chat, C-H-A-T, with my friends, F-R-I-E-N-T-S. Okay, children, listen again. You can complete. Write only 5 activities. Number 1, I watch cartoons in the morning. Number 2, I play outdoor games with my friends. Number 3, I help my mother to cook. Number 4, I help my father to work in the garden. Number 5, I dance. Number 6, I listen to the radio. Number 7, I feed my pets. Number 8, I do not play video games. Number 9, I do not spend more time with mobile phone. Number 10, I keep my surrounding clean. Number 11, I do not trouble my parents. Number 12, I chat with my friends. All right, children, have you finished writing? Now I'm going to read out 5 leisure time activities that I do in my spare time. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, මම දැන් මේ අතරින් මම විවේක වේලාවට කරන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පහක් කියවෙනවා. Let's see who have the same set of activities. If you have written the same activity, say bingo. You will be the winner. මම කියවන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පහම ඔබේ ලයිස්තුවේ තියෙනවා නම් ඔබ bingo. ඔබ තමයි ජයග්‍රාහකයා හෝ ජයග්‍රාහිකාව වන්නේ. එහෙම වුණොත් ඔබට පුළුවන් WhatsApp අංකයට ඔබේ ජයග්‍රහණය කළොත් ඒ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් ටික ලියපු එකේ පින්තූරයක් එවන්න. ආදිත්‍යා, are you ready?
Yes, teacher, I'm ready.
My dear children and listeners, let's check. All right, children, this is my first activity. Number 1, I listen to the radio. මම ගුවන් විදුලියට සවන් දෙනවා. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, ගුවන් විදුලියට සවන් දීම ඔබේ පුරුද්දක් කරගන්න. ඔබේ සිතීමේ හැකියාව වර්ධනය වෙනවා වෙන්ම එමගින් නිර්මාණශීලීත්වය වර්ධනය කරගන්නත් පුළුවන්. ඔබේ විවේකය වඩාත් ඵලදායි විදියට ගත කරන්නත් පුළුවන්. Number 2, I do not play video games. මම වීඩියෝ ක්‍රීඩාවල නිරත වෙන්නේ නැහැ. I play outdoor games with my friends. මම මගේ යාළුවන් සමග එලිමහන් ක්‍රීඩාවල නිරත වෙනවා. එලිමහන් ක්‍රීඩාවල නිරත වීමට ඔබත් පුරුදු වන්න එමගින් ඔබට නිරෝගී දිවිපෙවතක් ගත කරන්න පුළුවන්. එමෙන්ම ඔබේ යාළුවන් සමග එකට කාලය ගත කිරීම ඔබේ මානසික සෞඛ්‍යයට යහපත් ආකාරයෙන් බලපානවා. Number 4, I watch cartoons in the morning. මමත් ඔබ වගේම නිතරම උදේට කාටුන් වැඩසටහන් බලනවා. Number 5, I help my father to work in the garden. මම තාත්තට ගෙවත්තේ වැඩ කටයුතු කිරීමට උදව් වෙනවා. Let's listen to them again. Number 1, I listen to the radio. Number 2, I do not play video games. Number 3, I play outdoor games with my friends. Number 4, I watch cartoons in the morning. Number 5, I help my father to work in the garden. Aditya, are you a winner?
Oh no, teacher, I've got only 2.
Okay, Aditya, don't mind. Please read your leisure time activities.
I dance, I listen to the radio, I feed my pets, I do not play video games, I help my mother to cook.
Okay, children. Now tell me, do you know the tense which we use to talk about these kinds of habitual actions? දයාබරදුවේ පුතේ, දැන් අප කතා බහ කළ එදිනෙදා පුරුද්දක් විදිහට කරන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් එනම් උදාහරණයක් ලෙස විනෝදාංශ එදිනෙදා කරන ක්‍රියාකාරකම් පැවසීමට හෝ ලිවීමට යොදා ගන්නා කාලය කුමක්ද? Children, it's our today's topic. It's simple present tense. You've already learned one usage of it. We use simple present tense to talk about habitual actions. ඔබ දැනටමත් සරල වර්තමාන කාලය යොදා ගන්නා එක් අවස්ථාවක් අඳුරගෙන ඉවරයි. එය අප එදිනෙදා පුරුද්දක් විදිහට කරන දේවල් ගැන ලිවීමට හෝ කීමට. Let's write down the topic. Simple present tense. Simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, tense, T-E-N-S-E. Simple present tense. සරල වර්තමාන කාලය. There are many usages of this, but today we are going to talk about only one. සරල වර්තමාන කාලයේ යොදා ගන්නා බොහොමයක් අවස්ථා තියෙනවා. අද අපි කතා කරන්නේ යොදා ගන්නා අවස්ථා එකක් පමණයි. Let's write down. දැන් අපි ලියාගමු. Habitual actions. Habitual, H-A-B-I-T-U-A-L, actions, A-C-T-I-O-N. Habitual actions කියන්නේ අපි පුරුද්දක් විදිහට කරන දේවල්. Let's discuss habitual actions. First, children, my listeners, write down the topic, habitual actions. Let's learn the forms of the verb which we use. In simple present tense, we use basic form of the verb and the form which we add S, ES or IES to the basic. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ ඔබට සරල වර්තමාන කාලයෙන් වාක්‍යයක් හදාගන්න හරිම ලේසි. ක්‍රියාපදයේ මුල් ස්වරූපය එනම් increasing basic යනුවෙන් හඳුන්වන හැඩය ක්‍රියාපදයේ අගයට S, ES සහ IES එකතුන හැඩයත් යන දෙක අපි යොදා ගන්නවා. Let's learn it by the simple story of Sharada's family. My dear children, let's listen to Sharada's story and write down it. I'll read it 2 times. Please write down. I am Sharada. Sharada, S-H-A-R-A-D-H-A. I do not get up early. I do not get up early. Get up, G-E-T-U-P, early, E-A-R-L-Y. I get up late every day. I get up late. Every day, late, L-A-T-E, every day, E-V-E-R-Y-D-A-Y. But my sister, Shania, gets up early. but my sister Shania gets up early. Our baby sister Tarini, does not get up early. We take our breakfast at 7 in the morning. Breakfast, B-R-E-A-K-F-A-S-T. We do not skip our breakfast. Skip, S-K-I-P. You also take your breakfast. It is good for our health. H-E-A-L-T-H. My mother and father are busy in the morning. They do not eat breakfast with us. They take breakfast at 8 a.m. After taking my morning meal, I feed my pet cat. I feed my pet cat. Our cat eats fish. Eats. It does not eat rice and vegetables. Does not. Vegetables. V-E-G-E-T-A-B-L-E-S. I'm going to read it again. Listen. I do not get up early. I get up late every day. But my sister Shania gets up early. Our baby sister Tarini does not get up early. We take our breakfast at 7 in the morning. We do not skip our breakfast. You also take your breakfast. It is good for our health. My mother and father are busy in the morning. They do not eat breakfast with us. They take breakfast at 8 a.m. After taking my morning meal, I feed my pet cat. Our cat eats fish. It does not eat rice and vegetables. Okay, my dear children, now underline these sentences using another color. Dayabira duwe puthe, then මෙම වාක්‍ය ටික යටින් වෙන පාටකින් ඉරක් ඇඳ ගන්න. Underline these sentences. I do not get up early. I get up late. Shania gets up early. Tarini does not get up early. We take our breakfast at 7. We do not skip our breakfast. You also take your breakfast. They do not eat breakfast. They take breakfast at 8. Our cat eats fish. It does not eat rice and vegetables. Okay, children, let's write down these sentences separately. Dayabara duwe puthe, den apa mema vakya wenama liyagamu. Mama obata liyena piliwela kiyannam, oba liyaganna. Number 1, I get up late. Number 2, I do not get up early. Number 3, we take our breakfast. 3 We take our breakfast at 7 a.m. Number 4. We do not skip our breakfast. Number 5. You also take your breakfast. Number 6. Shanya gets up early. Number 7. Tarini does not get up early. Number 8. Our cat eats fish. Number 9. It does not eat vegetables. Number 10. They take breakfast at 8 a.m. 11. They do not take breakfast with us. Okay, check them again. Number 1. I get up late. Number 2. I do not get up early. Number 3. We take our breakfast at 7 a.m. Number 4. We do not skip our breakfast. Number 5. You also take your breakfast. Number 6. Shania gets up early. Number 7. Tarini does not get up early. Number 8. Our cat eats fish. Number 9. It does not eat vegetables. Number 10. They take breakfast at 8 a.m. 11. They do not take breakfast with us. Okay, children, let's get an idea about the way we construct sentences in simple present tense. Look at the first sentence. I get up late. Mama pramada vela negidinama. I do not get up early. Mama ude negidinne ne. ඔබ නැවත මෙම වාක්‍යය කියවා බලන්න ඔබට අදහසක් ගන්න පුළුවන්. මම, අපි, නුඹ, නුඹලා සහ ඔවුන් යන කර්තෘන් සමග ක්‍රියාපදයේ මූලික ස්වරූපයේ යෙදෙනවා. Read the sentences. Then you can see clearly with I, we, you and they, we use the basic form of the verb. එමෙන්ම එම වාක්‍ය නැත අර්ථයෙන් ලියන විට do not යන වචන දෙක උදව් කරගෙන තියෙනවා. And also, you can see the way of forming negative sentences by adding do not. Okay, children, let's write down some examples. අපි දැන් උදාහරණ ටිකක් ලියාගමු. Number 1. I join with online classes. I join with online classes. Number 2. I do not skip online classes. I do not skip online classes. Next, look at the other sentences you wrote earlier. You can see clearly with the subjects he, she, it. We at, is, es, o, is. ඔබ නැවතත් කලින් ලියාගත් වාක්‍ය කියවන්න ඔබට දකින්නට පුළුවන් ඇය, ඔහු, ඌ යන කර්තෘන් සමග ක්‍රියාපදයේ යෙදෙන ආකාරයේ වෙනසක්. එනම් ක්‍රියාපදයේ අගට is, es, o, is, ies එකතු වී ඇති ආකාරය. ඔබ නැවතත් කලින් ලියාගත් වාක්‍ය කියවන්න ඔබට දකින්න පුළුවන් ඇය, ඔහු සහ ඌ යන කර්තෘන් සමග ක්‍රියාපදයේ යෙදෙන ආකාරයේ වෙනසක්. එනම් ක්‍රියාපදය අගට s, es, o, ies එකතු වී ඇති ආකාරය. එමෙන්ම එම වාක්‍ය නැත අර්ථයට හැරවීමේදී does not එකතු වී ඇත. And also, when turning those sentences into negative form, we've added does not. අපි උදාහරණයක් ලියාගමු. Let's write down these examples. Number 1. My sister reads fairy tales. My sister reads fairy tales. Reads, R-E-A-D-S. මෙතනින් ඔබට පේනවා. Read කියන basic ක්‍රියාපදය අගට S එකතු කරලා තියෙනවා. My sister reads fairy tales. Fairy tales, F-A-I-R-Y-T-A-L-E-S. The negative form, number 2. My sister does not read novels. My sister does not read novels. Does not, D-O-E-S, N-O-T. Novels, N-O-V-E-L-S. Okay, my dear children, let's listen to a song. Listen to it carefully. This song is also in simple present tense. You can get an idea. දයාකර දුවේ පුතේ දැන් ඔබට ලස්සන ඉංග්‍රීසි ගීතයකට සවන් දෙන්න පුළුවන්. මේට සවන් දෙන ගමන් ඔබ අද ඉගෙනගත් වාක්‍ය රටාව යෙදී ආකාරය පිළිබඳවද අවධානය යොමු කරන්න.
Cindy usually swims on Tuesdays. Super never cleans the car. Super goes to gym on Thursdays. Emma always studies hard. George and Bob and Peter Black often play basketball with Zach. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning to Sunday night. In the morning when we get up, we go to school at 8. In the afternoon we come home, and sometimes we are late. We usually learn the things we like, but we can't wait for Friday night. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning till Sunday night. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning till Sunday night. From Saturday morning till Sunday night.
Okay, now I'm going to continue the lesson. Thank you, Dulan teacher. I hope that you enjoyed it a lot and also you got an idea about simple present tense. Alright, children. Now write down this activity and underline the correct form of the verb. Duyabute, me kriya karakam satahan karagana. Histanata galapena kriya padaye niveradi akarayatin irak aninna. මෙහි වාක්‍යවල අපට හම්බ වෙනවා සින්ඩි, ඩුපර්, සුපර් හා එමා කියන අය. පළවෙනි වාක්‍ය සින්ඩි usually within brackets swims on Tuesdays. දුවපුතේ within brackets වරහන් ඇතුලේ මේ ක්‍රියාපද ලියාගන්න. සින්ඩි usually within brackets swims on Tuesdays. Devini Vakya. Duper never within brackets cleans the car. Third one. Super within brackets goes to the gym on Thursdays. Fourth one, Emma always studies hard. Fifth one, we within brackets watches TV. Next one, at the weekend we within brackets does what we like. Next one, we within brackets goes to school at 8. Next one, In the afternoon, we, within brackets, comes home. Next one, we usually, within brackets, learns the things we like. I'm going to read it again. Devapute, mama navatat kriya karakama kiyanam oyalata. Oyala liya gatta vakya niweredi dai pariksha karanna. First one, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Cindy, usually, within brackets, swims on Tuesdays. Duper, never, within brackets, cleans the car. Next one, Super, within brackets, goes to the gym on Thursdays. Emma always, within brackets, studies hard. We, within brackets, watches TV. At the weekend, we, within brackets, does what we like. Next one, we, within brackets, goes to school at 8. In the afternoon, we, within brackets, comes home. Next one, we usually, within brackets, learns the things we like. My dear children, now underline the correct form of the verb. I'll give you some clues. Dayabara duye pute, then oba kriya pade, nivaradi swarupa yatin irakandinna. Mama obata vedagatana, ingi kipea klabadina. Uba mata savandina gamanma, pidithura sadahan karana. You can carefully read the activity and tick the sentences which have third person singular subjects. He, she, or it. For these subjects, we should add S, ES, or IES. Obamima kriyakarakam karanavita sarala upakramayak yodagana puluwa. Palamuwa pratama purusa ekavachana katru. Enam, ohu, aya, ho uyana katrun ativakyavalata salakunak yodanna. Emma katrun samaga kriyapadaya yodana vita kriyapadaya agata s es ho ies ekathu karanna. All right, my dear children, now listen to this song and check your answers. Dayabara duye pute, then oba mema geetayata savan dena gaman obage pilithura niweraddai balanna. Don't forget to enjoy the song. Try to sing it too. Mema geetaya rasa vindinna amathaka karanne pa. Obata e gayana. Okay children, I hope that you corrected your answers. Now let's check your answers. Duye pute palaweni wakya balanna. Cindy usually swims on Tuesday. Nivaradi kriyapadaya swims. Duper never cleans the car. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය cleans. Super goes to the gym on Thursday. Super goes to the gym on Thursdays. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය goes. Emma always studies hard. Emma always studies hard. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය studies. We watch TV. We watch TV. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය watch. Next one. At the weekend, we do what we like. At the weekend, we do what we like. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය do. We go to school at 8. We go to school at 8. නිවැරදි ක්‍රියාපදය go. In the afternoon, we come home. In the afternoon, we come home. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය come. We usually learn the things we like. We usually learn the things we like. ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ආකාරය learn. My dear children, now underline the correct form of the verb. I'll give you some clues. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, දැන් ඔබ ක්‍රියාපදයේ නිවැරදි ස්වරූපය යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්න. මම ඔබට වැදගත් වන ඉඟි කීපයක් ලබා දෙනවා. ඔබ මට සවන් දෙන ගමන්ම පිළිතුර සඳහන් කරන්න. You can carefully read the activity and tick the sentences which have third person singular subjects. He, she, or it. For these subjects, we should add S, ES, or IES. ඔබ මෙම ක්‍රියාකාරකම් කරන විට සරල උපක්‍රමයක් යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. පළමුව ප්‍රථම පුරුෂ ඒකවචන කර්තෘ එනම් ඔහු ඇය හෝ ඌ යන කර්තෘන් ඇති වාක්‍යවලට සලකුණක් යොදන්න. එම කර්තෘන් සමග ක්‍රියාපදයේ යොදන විට ක්‍රියාපදය අගට S, ES හෝ IES එකතු කරන්න. All right, my dear children. Now listen to this song and check your answers. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, දැන් ඔබ මෙම ගීතයට සවන් දෙන ගමන් ඔබගේ පිළිතුර නිවැරදිදයි බලන්න. Don't forget to enjoy the song. Try to sing it too. මෙම ගීතයේ රස විඳින්න අමතක කරන්න එපා. ඔබට ඒ ගායනා කරන්න පුළුවන්.
Cindy usually swims on Tuesdays. Super never cleans the car. Super goes to gym on Thursdays. Emma always studies hard. George and Bob and Peter Black often play basketball with Zach. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning to Sunday night. In the morning when we get up, we go to school at 8. In the afternoon we come home, and sometimes we are late. We usually learn the things we like, but we can't wait for Friday night. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning to Sunday night. At the weekend, we're always free. At the weekend, we watch TV. At the weekend, we do what we like. From Saturday morning to Sunday night. From Saturday morning to Sunday night.
Okay, children, now you have a challenge. Write down this activity and fill in the blanks and send it us via WhatsApp. Write down the number, note 71 126 9490. Dwe Bute Mekriya Karakamukarla Pilituru Apatevana Pahata Durakatanamketa WhatsApp Haraha Bindua Hata Ekai Ekasia Visi Hayai Anu Hatarai Anu Bindua Hata Ekai Ekasia Visi Hayai Anu Hatarai Anu. Okay, children, this is a thinking activity. I don't give you the verb. Use possible verbs and the correct form of the verb to fill in the blanks. Dwe pute, mama deng walata kriya karakam denawa. Me his tanata galapena kriya pade saha ehi niveradi aakaraya bhavita karanna. I am Bhavanta. I always blank my parents in my free time. And also I blank my studies. Further, I blank my sister. I blank my valuable time. My best friend is Chamudi. She blank gardening. She blank the plants with her brother. She blank her surrounding clean. She blank garbage here and there. Dwe pute mama navatat kriya karakama kiyenawa oyala pahadiliwa liya ganna. I am Bhavanta. I always a l w a y s blank my parents p a r e NTS in my free time. And also I blank my studies STUDIES. Further FURTHER. Further I blank my sister. I blank my valuable time. VALUABLE. Valuable time. My best friend is Chamudi. She blank gardening G A R D E N I N G gardening. She blank the plants with her brother. She blank her surrounding clean SURROUNDING surrounding clean. She blank garbage 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 here and there. Dwe pute oba ema kriyakarakama kirimeedi kriyapadaye atha arthayada natha arthayada yedenne kiyala pahadiliwa hitanna. Dear children, now I'll give one example. Look at the first blank. I am Bhavanta. I always blank my parents in my free time. Mama nitharama mage viveka kaaleedi mage demaupiyanta udav karanawa. Mekata obata yoda ganna puluwan kriya pada kīpayak tiyenna puluwan. As examples, I always help support my parents in my free time. Okay children, we hope to talk about the other situations where we can use simple present tense. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. ජීවිතය යනු ඔබ කවුරුන්ද යන්න සෙවීම නොව ජීවිතයේ ඇත්තේ ඔබව නිර්මාණය කර ගැනීම සඳහායි. Goodbye children.